gold-plated diapers.
Hey guys, it's time for another episode of Flat Doodle Forum. We're your hosts, Lucas Wilson and
Matt Buckley.
Today, we've got a couple good news stories to bring to you.
Awesome, riveting stories.
Straight
to your ears.
Our hostful episode that we...
Hostful? Our four-man show?
Yeah, our four-man show.
First time in Flap Doodle history.
Yeah, for first time.
It was like a whole panel going on. It was crazy. It was a
panel.
Bubba out of control.
Office rocker.
As always.
But today, it's just the two of us. There's no Bubs. There's no Kevin. But
we might get back to our pattern of having just a me and Luke episode, then having a guest, then just me and Luke.
Yeah. So we'll see what's going on. You know, now that Kevin lives permanently in the area again, he can probably pop up.
Yeah, it was good to have him last time. He had some really interesting insights.
Yeah, he did. So, how you doing, Matt?
I'm pretty good.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm doing all right.
Everything's peachy in Luke Land.
Peachy in Luke Land. You know, this week has been a little off on our shows because of technical
difficulties. Yeah, we have a little catching up to do.
Yeah.
We just did a last coin.
Yeah. So, I got a story. You got a story.
My story is going to just blow you away.
Blow me away?
I mean, you know me. I've gotten some pretty good stories, but this is a really good story.
All right, man.
I think you'll be interested.
I've got a good one right now,
too. All right. Lay it on me.
Okay.
Let's see what you got.
This video may not be new, but it's being touted as the greatest interview in television history. This is from the Huffington Post.
Okay.
The clip, which is rediscovered by viral video-seeking internet users over the weekend, captures a priceless Today Show interview from 1984 in which a woman introduces the world to her haunted toaster.
What was this on?
Huffington Post. Today.
Oh, well, yeah. What was the original?
The Today Show.
Oh, okay.
Talking to TV personality Richard Dominic, June O'Brien explains that her toaster talks to her in an evil voice. One that she claims sounds... a lot like Eli Wallach of The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. O'Brien adds that the possessed appliance shoots fire and spits out bread stamped with the word Satan Lives.
What? Oh my god.
Referring to the devilish clip, if you're sitting around for the past 27 years waiting for the witness... Oh wait, that's just... So then they have the interview right here. I guess we'll take a moment... Yeah, we're going to take a moment to watch it. Because that's kind of mostly what it's about.
Okay.
So, we'll leave you, and we'll come back.
Wow. That fire thing was impressive.
Okay.
Hopefully you've all watched the video.
I hadn't seen the video yet. I only read the article.
Oh, you hadn't watched the video?
I wanted to wait until you and I were sitting down to this.
So we both kind of experienced
And the fact
together.
That the toaster burst into flames during the interview...
That was a little weird.
I was like... Maybe there's some truth to this woman's story.
I know, but that whole Satan Lives toast thing, that looks like she just carved it out.
It looks like she just carved it into the toast. But I'm just flabbergasted. This toaster just burst in the flame. She puts a toast in, and she can't get it in. She rams it down, and she's like, oh, it must be aware that I'm trying to...
Yeah.
And all of a sudden...
It's like, oh, this lady's crazy.
Flame shoot like a foot out of the toaster.
That was nuts.
I'm like...
Did they even have, like, any reaction to that? It seemed like they were pretty nonchalant.
Well, she did one. Oh! Oh, there's this. He said...
That is an evil toaster right
there.
I don't know. That toaster is...
Is this a hoax?
I think it's not real. But pretty interesting nonetheless. I mean, that toaster shot flames. But, I mean, it could just be a malfunctioning toaster.
But a toaster is just...
But why would the devil choose to possess a toaster?
Hold on. It's just... Why did it shoot flames? Do you know, a toaster is just bits of metal inside that get heated up, and then that heats the bread, and the bread burns. But then
if it's a hoax, they could have rigged the toaster so it shoots flames.
That's what I'm thinking.
It's gotta be, because that bread with the Satan Lives things on it was so fake.
I mean, how does...
It's like, oh, I'm Satan, and the way I'm going to convey my message is by carving a message into your toast.
Why is Satan possessing a toaster?
I wonder the same thing.
He's not doing a very good job of... He might be freaking out. I like how at the end, she's like, at least it makes good toast.
nice little side note.
She's just like, at least it makes good toast. I don't...
Reminds me of... Remember in the game Geist, where you can just possess, like, inanimate objects and try to scare people?
Yeah.
It's kind of that kind of same principle. Like, maybe there was, like, a like a ghost out there who just wants to mess with people.
I gotta see it do it again. What the heck was... I don't understand.
Maybe she loaded it with gunpowder. And then maybe by pushing it down, that like strikes flint or something and causes a spark.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, it's good. It's
that
good
is
question.
That's pretty crazy.
4,804 people like this.
So why was this just brought to like the public attention now?
I guess some people searching the internets found it.
So it wasn't a big deal back when it was first
uploaded.
But...
it was uploaded to YouTube in 2009. So somebody like found
it. If you were making toast and a piece of toast popped out that said Satan lives on it, what would your reaction be?
First of all, I wouldn't have been the one to do that because this piece of toast just pops out at me and Satan lives. First of all, I like my bread like browned. I don't like it burnt.
Like a nice
hue. It came out burnt. Is it Satan lives? I'm like, what's going on here, man? First of all, it's not like how I like my toast. Second of all, why is my toast talking to me?
And saying why does Satan lives of all things.
And why does it worship Satan?
I would just get rid of the toaster.
Oh, that reminds me. I got a story.
Lay it on me.
When I was a kid, I had a like a hand-me-down remote control toy robot called Robbie the Robot. It was my sister's when she was a kid in the 80s. And I had it. It was at our first house. I was playing with it. The batteries were out of it. It wasn't working. The remote was missing. And I'm just kind of bopping it, playing around. And it turned on. I am
without
not
any
kidding.
Batteries?
Without any battery. My mom will confirm this. And it just started beeping and making noises and stuff. And I went screaming to my mom. And the next time I told her about it, my mom was freaked out about it too. So she threw it out.
See, that's the proper thing to do in this kind of instance. You don't call up a TV network. You just get rid of it. You want to be done with it. If you had a toaster possessed by Satan, would you really want to keep that in your house?
No.
Exactly.
Maybe it was like sending me like, if the toast kept popping up saying, you're doing a good job. Or
yeah, like encouraging messages.
People admire you, you know?
Yeah. Keep up the good work.
Yeah. If my toaster did that, I'd be like, thanks, toaster.
Or what if you had like a toaster that was like a fortune cookie machine that gives you like those messages like,
yeah,
you look nice today, or you will find wisdom in your peers, you know, stuff like that. Like, huh, cool. I'm gonna do that today. And since you start off your day every morning with a morning toast, you get like these encouraging kind of nuggets of wisdom branded into your toast. To just allow you to live your life better. I like that idea. I'm patenting it.
Yeah. Well, have you seen, you know, once in a while I'll stumble across images of like concept inventions and stuff. Like they aren't made, but the concept has been kind of
conceived.
Made. And one of them is that you could like type a message and your toaster will like burn around the letters.
Okay.
Yeah. So like you can have a message on your toast.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe it'll catch on someday.
Maybe someday. So, Matt, your turn.
Are we switching off
seat.
Here?
Yeah.
All right. Well, good story. I think you will be outmatched.
Oh, boy. Something that can outdo a flaming Satan-worshipping toaster.
Don't look, Matt. Don't look.
I've got a lovely bunch of coconuts.
Would you eat satanic toast?
I'd be kind of hesitant.
I'd be pretty skeptic.
I'd throw that toast right in the trash. What is all this? I thought I...
Lovely.
When I read information about this article that I have, I might be taking a lot of direct quotes because a lot of it just deserves to be read out loud verbatim.
Okay.
Just to let my audience and my co-host know.
The toaster, man. It flames. Still getting to me.
You just might not believe this story that I'm about to share. I hope you haven't heard about it before.
I hope I haven't either.
All right.
I heard of it.
Really?
I don't know. Okay. No.
Good. You kind of scared me. The title of the story is Are Flat Earthers Being Serious? The story is on Yahoo News. Basically,
like Yahoo.
Up at the top, it says Why News.
Huh.
So there is a growing movement, believe it or not.
Why?
Of people that believe that the Earth is flat.
I think you've talked to me about this before.
No, I talked to you about the hollow Earth theory.
No, you've mentioned the flat Earth thing, but where they
no,
think...
No, I don't think so.
If they go off the edge, they just teleport to the other side of the flats.
Maybe, but that was a long time ago. But this is a growing movement of conspiracy theories and conspiracy theorists that just doesn't make any sense. All right, listen to this. Members of the Flat Earth Society claim to believe the Earth is flat. Walking around on the planet's surface, it looks and feels flat, so they deem all evidence to the contrary, such as satellite photos of Earth as a sphere, to be fabrications of a round Earth conspiracy orchestrated by NASA and other government agencies.
What is the point of a conspiracy like that? It doesn't get you anywhere.
It's like the ultimate conspiracy theory, because there's just so much that you have to disprove in order for it to even make a slight amount of sense, or to be slightly plausible. And she actually says here, it's the ultimate conspiracy theory. Now get this. According to the Flat Earth Society's leadership, its ranks have grown by 200 people per year since 2009. And let me find another passage to read here. Okay. So the Flat Earther theory goes like this. They say that the Earth is a disk with the Arctic Circle in the center and Antarctica, a 150-foot tall wall of ice around the rim.
Wait, what?
Basically, on this flat Earth, Antarctica is just encircling the whole planet. And it's just like this giant wall. And NASA employees guard this ice wall to prevent people from climbing over and falling off the disk.
Falling off the disk into space?
Yeah. Earth's day and night cycle is explained by positing that the sun and moon are spheres measuring 32 miles that move in circles 3,000 miles above the plane of the Earth. And then flat earthers also believe there is an invisible anti-moon that obscures the moon during lunar eclipses. And it gets weirder. Earth's gravity is an illusion, according to them. Objects do not accelerate downward. Instead, the disk of Earth accelerates upward at 32 feet per second squared.
Wait.
Driven up by a mysterious force called dark energy.
Wait, hold on.
I'm not finished yet, Luke.
But that alone. So objects don't fall to the ground. The disk moves up to the object, right?
Yeah, I guess, if that's to be interpreted.
But if that's the case, like...
That doesn't make any sense.
All over the planet.
Wouldn't there be like a centrifugal force like holding us down harder than, I don't know.
Wouldn't we feel like, you know, if a plane fell out of the sky, wouldn't we suddenly feel like the whole thing just go...
Yeah.
And so wait, so the...
Now, Luke, I know you have a lot of questions.
Or are they saying that this thing is just like hurtling through space going up?
Apparently. That's what gravity is caused by. Now, flat earthers also believe photos of the globe are photoshopped. GPS devices are rigged to make airplane pilots think that they are flying in straight lines around a sphere, when they are actually flying in circles above a disk. And the motive for world government's concealment of the true shape of Earth has not been ascertained. But flat earthers believe it is probably financial. In a nutshell, it would logically cost much less to fake a space program than to actually have one. So those in on the conspiracy profit from the funding NASA and other space agencies receive from the government.
NASA doesn't get much money at all.
I know. It just doesn't make any sense no matter how you look at it.
The entire running budget of NASA from its existence is smaller than 1 year's budget for the Defense Department.
Yeah, it's really not that much. I mean, other conspiracies make a lot more sense, like, you know, 9/11, JFK. But this, I just don't see how you could possibly believe in it.
This is really stretching.
This is, like... very extreme. This is like up on the level of like the reptilian race that rules the world or whatever.
Yeah, then that's more believable than
yeah,
this.
That's true.
Like,
but like if you hear the quote by like one of the founders of the movement or one of the leaders or whatever, he's actually pretty well spoken, and you kind of wonder why he believes in this.
All right, what you need to do,
yeah,
is take that guy into space.
And show him.
Show him.
No, the government projected these images onto my eyes and tried to make me a believer. But this guy, he says, quote, "The question of belief and sincerity is one that comes up a lot. If I had to guess, I would probably say that at least some of our members see the Flat Earth Society and Flat Earth Theory as kind of an epistemological exercise, whether as a critique of the scientific method or as a kind of solipsism for beginners." And he says that he counts himself among the true believers. He says, "My own convictions are a result of philosophical introspection and a considerable body of data that I have personally observed and which I am still compiling." And then basically the article goes on to describe like a psychologist who tries to rationalize these conspiracy theories or why the conspiracy theorists feel this way. But it's just...
Uh-oh, and then Yahoo is commenters.
Oh, yeah. We got Head Desk.
Oh, there's only a few of them.
There's 410. It only shows.
Oh, 410.
But yeah. You almost like want to think this is some kind of joke, like either to get attention or I don't even know. Like, how could you possibly in this day and age believe in that?
What makes you like even like to begin with like the just stop and be like, wait a minute, all of this is a lie.
It's almost like a Matrix or Truman Show kind of thing. Like everything is just completely perpetrated and fabricated. You know what I mean? But another thing, like, they say that the Earth is flat. So then how is it that, like, ships going in one direction can completely circle around the globe? You know what I say? Like, instead of... Like, say this is South America right here.
Well, the thing is that because Antarctica... No, yeah. Not Antarctica. The Arctic is in the center of the circle. So you could go in a circle. But that doesn't...
Yeah, I guess.
But what about the thing when you're like, you can stand on like a shore and watch a ship sail off and then see it disappear under the horizon?
That's true.
He says the edges are Antarctic, those giant Antarctic ice walls.
Like, ridiculous.
Then how do you explain the ships just...
Well, how do you explain like Antarctica, like being an actual like... ice mass instead of like an ice wall?
Oh,
like,
because all those videos, the government and... only government scientists are going there. It's all, it's a hoax, man.
Pretty much. This is just like the ultimate distrust and disbelief into like everything that's been established. Kind of makes you wonder.
And what about like all the other planets and stuff?
They believe in like other stars, but I don't know about other planets.
What about like Jupiter and stuff? All those.
But
fake...
I mean, I guess. But like, it doesn't make sense.
I know it doesn't.
And aren't there like a bunch of theorems or whatever from like ancient Greece that prove that the world is a sphere?
Well, it was, yeah, the world was proved to be a sphere a long time. Like, the idea that people thought the world was flat, I guess, is actually kind of a myth.
Really?
I think at the time that at least people like associate with that era, it was already well established that the earth was round.
Huh. I didn't know that. Yeah. I thought that was like a common misperception in medieval times.
Yeah.
But I mean, they did go through the Dark Ages, so they lost a lot of knowledge and intellect, didn't they?
Yeah.
So like all those stories about people warning Christopher Columbus that he was gonna sail off the face of the earth were
it's myths. Probably like, yeah, it's probably just like how Christopher Columbus has been mythicized in our culture.
Certainly has. I still don't agree with there being a Columbus Day national holiday.
Should be observing.
Yeah.
He wasn't a very good man.
I mean, he didn't really accomplish a whole lot compared to some of the other explorers and...
No. I'm more interested in how, like, friggin' the Vikings, like...
Leif Erikson?
They inhabited all of the,
Yeah, like up in Nova Scotia and whatnot. Yeah.
And they were, like, I think they were actually largely driven out by the Native Americans. There was, like, a war between the Vikings.
There's, like, a bunch of fringe theories, too, that, like, either China or Japan landed on the West Coast.
I can see how that might be possible.
Around, like, the 1100s or something like that.
I can see that being possible.
I like those kind of, you know, historical fringe theories.
Yeah.
That might have some truth to them.
Yeah.
Like, remember that one Cracked article I showed you where they found, like... an ancient Greek pot and like a South American.
It wasn't a pot. It was like, I think it was a bust. It was like a Roman bust that they found in the tomb of a Mesoamerican. Yeah.
And that hadn't been touched at all.
Yeah.
But I believe the theory that they had about that it was just like an abandoned ship that kind of washed ashore.
It's another possibility. I think they've also found like Roman coins and stuff in like the Northeast or something.
Yeah. A lot of interesting stuff out
there.
Yeah,
man.
Worthy of more research for sure. But yeah, that's my story. So
that was
what do you
that
think?
Was something else, man.
Not what you were expecting.
Oh man.
So that about wraps it up.
Yeah,
right?
That about wraps it up. So
hope you enjoyed this episode.
Yeah.
Had some
I know
good
I
times.
Did.
Yeah.
Oh man, that toaster.
That toaster was pretty funny. Hopefully you don't find yourself in the possession of a haunted demonic object.
Or appliance. In general. Or
if
that,
so, discard it immediately.
And please, people.
Instead of calling the news or whatever.
Please don't fall for these crazy conspiracy
theories. No matter what anybody tells you, you know, base your ideas on valid scientific research, not crazy crackpot theories.
Right on, man.
I think we've learned a valuable lesson
today. Valuable lesson today.
All right.
All right.
This is Matt Buckley signing off.
Lucas Wilson. If you want to...
I'll give him the spiel.
I'm giving the spiel, man. If you want to find this and other podcasts, just visit us at psychojellyfish.com. If you want to send us your thoughts, comments, words, or questions, email them to us at email@psychojellyfish.com. If you also want to find us on Facebook, we're at facebook.com/psychojellyfish, and on Twitter at jellycast. And you can find us on iTunes, so please rate, review, and subscribe. It's been a fun night, folks.
Yep.
Keep it psycho.